Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. And wow, this is a long time coming, guys, because about a year ago, God, maybe it's 2 years ago.
It was a year ago.
Okay.
And it was a great day.
I had just come back from a golf tournament with my dad at Lakewood, and one of the guys we played, there was a duo that we played there. And they kind of just, keep in mind, my dad is a 76-year-old man and has seen a lot of things in his life. But he was really enamored. The guys that we were playing in this golf tournament, they didn't really care about their score. They weren't trying to win anything. They were there for the beer. Like, hey, let's drink beer and play golf and have fun. And so they were fun guys to play with. And as we got further down this path, we somehow stumbled upon the fact that every year within their group of friends, they have a bet, and the loser within their group has to pay off the bet because he has pooped his pants.
What?
And I was just so amazed, one, that they embraced the bet, but two, that it was just such a frequent occurrence within their social scene that someone was going to poop their pants. Mm-hmm. And they had done this every year, and the thing was that usually there was a loser very early in the year. So these are frequent social pant poopers.
Yeah, and to me, when I first heard about this, I knew that, you know, since these guys are at Lakewood, a.k.a. Bushwood, that they were very successful guys.
Yeah.
And you started telling me about them, like, wow, these guys are very successful, yeah, and very impressive, but they have sharding issues. And I was like, man, this is so uncommon.
Yeah.
As an adult, I've never had to worry about this. But then I thought, number one, it's awesome.
Yes.
And without hesitation, it's awesome.
It's like our friends growing,
yeah,
up.
Yeah. It's cool to see, you know, good dudes that have normal
poop themselves,
poop things go on and be successful. But then I thought, wow, we're talking about a unicorn here. Everyone's going to be shocked by this. All of a sudden, we were flooded with text messages from listeners who were like, yep, same with me.
Yes.
Yep.
So joining us now in studio is three members of that crew because they have recently paid off their bet for the year 2018, I believe. We'll go around the room. We'll let you guys identify yourselves however you want so that you can protect yourselves in the community. We'll start with you, sir. Who are you?
Johnny.
All right. And you, sir? Get right up on that mic.
I'll be Naval Ring.
Okay. There's Naval Ring and you, sir.
Storm.
Okay. So Storm, Naval Ring, and Johnny. How did the poop, either one of you guys can jump in who wants to answer this. How did the annual poop bet come about?
Well, it's actually our you want to cover this?
One of our good buddies, he was out, you know, I'd say 15 minutes away from home, ate some Indian food and was rushing back, and it hit him. And we used to live in this place. I used to live with a dude. And we get into the parking garage, and it's just the gates opening slow, like everything's moving, like, you know, in super slow motion, and he just didn't make it. So he went to the stairwell, and then it kind of went from there. So,
what? How long ago is this?
2014.
I don't understand. And this is a fully functioning human. Like, he doesn't have a bunch of issues or anything. He's like
he's doing okay. Yeah, he's doing all right.
And you guys were in college at the time, right?
No, we were about like 32.
Oh my God! And he does well for himself, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's trying to rush over here, but who knows? He might have stopped at 7-Eleven or something.
He might be in a stairwell right now.
You talk about it like it's an Air Force plane trying to land on an aircraft carrier in the middle of a bumpy ocean. We just didn't make it. All the way. It's like, no, it's not some courageous thing that it was going to be close. He just ate food and couldn't keep it in his body.
Yeah. And I'm assuming there was alcohol related, right?
At that time, no.
He just couldn't not poop in his pants?
Yeah, it was like 3 p.m. too.
That's even better.
How did so many guys that have bowel issues form such a strong bond? Is that what really pulled you guys all together in the first place?
Well, yeah, he told the story, and then we kind of all said, well, yeah, you know, I've pooped twice this year. and like, we just kind of made a bet. We're like, we should have a bet. And at what, New Year's?
New Year's is when it all came together.
This is the voice of Storm, everybody.
Yep.
So what
it's Dr. Storm, actually.
Dr. Storm. Yeah. Okay, so if I remember correctly, last year somebody had to skate the Katy Trail in a thong. Did that ever go down?
No, and that's why I have a navel ring right
now. Oh, whoa!
Oh, my God.
Hold on,
yes.
Let me get a picture of that up close.
The diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
We made sure it was bedazzled.
Oh, my God. He's got a diamond. Yeah, Skin, you got to put that out there.
That is sexy.
That is.
Okay, so you got your belly button pierced.
Yes.
What happened? How come you didn't skate the Katy Trail in a thong?
Well, so I went down at New Year's, and we hadn't established the punishment for the next year. And so it was backtracking, and the guy that was supposed to rollerblade the Katy Trail, he went underground. We have not heard from him.
Wait, you just lost a friend?
We just lost a friend.
Oh, my God.
It's a volatile world.
He's still around.
He will not respond. If you bring up him paying up on the bet, he will not do it. And so I sacked
You got to excommunicate that guy.
Yeah.
What happened?
We're men of honor. We keep our word. We do not welch on our bets.
You're like Wolverines or something.
So he welched on his bet, and so what? Clearly, a woman was involved.
I took the next one on, and I took it up for him, and then I would have actually been this year's because I lost at New Year's this year.
What happened?
On the day, on January 1st. No.
So one day into the bet?
Record. 15 minutes into the bet.
That's like Kramer in the Master of Your Own Domain bet.
What happened?
Yeah, I would have lost that in 15 minutes too.
What happened? What happened 15 minutes into this year-long bet? Where
I have
you...
no idea. All right, it was New Year.
So most of the time it's alcohol related, right?
Yeah,
there's typically a lot of alcohol involved.
Okay. Is this a like Skin's son has this awesome line he told Skin one time, his first encounter with diarrhea. He said, "Dad, my farts are tricking me."
Yeah.
Is this a situation of farts tricking you, or is it a situation where all of a sudden you're getting undressed and you're like, "Oh, an Easter egg"?
Wait, hold on. You should ask Johnny this because Johnny has an epic story.
So he did not trust a fart.
Twice. That's why I got both nipples pierced. I lost twice.
Oh, are your nipples both pierced right now?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get a picture of that.
Pulled up the shirt.
Keep the face out of that.
Both nipples pierced.
We did this last night.
So,
it hurt.
I'm 2017. He's 2018. We're good into 2019. Where everybody's clear. The decks are cleared for the next bet.
Okay.
You
know. So you pooped twice, so you have double piercings?
Yeah.
Yeah, once in the car.
What storm?
Oh, once in the car.
Wait
like
a minute.
Hold on.
That was like two weeks ago.
Hold on.
We need to reset. These are guys we affectionately call the Lakewood Poop Guys. And
someone texted in that they're the Poop Avengers.
So how many is in this? How many men of honor are in this band of brothers?
There's probably seven or eight of us.
Okay, so every year, seven or eight guys make a bet, and the first guy to poop his pants in that calendar year has to pay off the bet. And so you've pooped twice in your pants, and that's why you had
twice in last couple 6 months.
And one time it was in Dr. Navel Ring's car?
That's correct.
So you want to expand upon that?
Had some beers and some food and leather seat. Got moist. I mean,
hold on.
I don't understand.
Explain the couch incident, Johnny.
Oh, that was good. So I go to the Cowboys game versus the Rams last year.
Oh, tough one.
Yeah, it was a tough one. That I'm going to blame it on that. So we go there. It's with my girlfriend. Had some food, had some beers, whatever. And for whatever reason, I think I was like waiting for like clothes to dry. So I just went I just free balled that day, right?
Yeah.
So go to the game, have fun, don't win, go back to my place of business, do some work.
Drunk?
Back. No, not at all. Like, okay. Just completely fine. Go back to her place. We're watching the night game. I can't remember. And I was like, God, it's kind of squishy. I was like, I don't know what just happened. And I was like, did that just happen? She's like, oh my God, look at the couch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so you have to throw away a couch, right?
No, she didn't throw it away.
Oh my God.
Did she just put grandma's blanket on it and move on?
I think she just flipped the pillow, to be honest with you.
Oh my God.
But because you guys are all honorable men, you immediately, you immediately text the group saying it happened.
I had a text out to those guys within 4 minutes of when it happened.
And I started to cry. I was laughing so hard. It was amazing.
Well, if you don't own up to it and the guys find out through, you know, other sources, there's hell to pay, I would assume, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys think there's anybody within your crew that has pooped their pants and not fessed up?
No.
I don't think now. We had a couple and people have been removed.
And they've never been heard from since.
And those guys are failing in life, aren't they?
Yeah.
They are, absolutely failing.
To be clear, this was never meant to get out. Originally.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I blow cover on this?
Yes.
So, I've never said your names.
To back up to the very beginning, when I met Skin, we got paired up, and we were last in the tournament, showed up with, you know, pint glasses of vodka.
You guys were drunk at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And... But then we went birdie on the first two holes, and he's like, are you guys sandbagging us? And then we just had a good time for the rest of the day, and then maybe I just didn't remember everything we talked about, because when I had left, he's like, yeah, well, I'm going to talk about today on the radio. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. He might mention us, like, a little bit, and like just be like, these guys were hammered, and they just, like, birdie. And then he just seized on the bet. I was like, oh, my God.
It sucks to know someone in radio.
And then 2 months later, maybe, I don't know what it was, and then one of the originator, the stairwell guy,
yeah,
we're out on the same court, and we see him practicing, and I say, hey, what's up? And then we get back into it, and then, of course, you guys do another segment, and it's like, great, here we go.
Yeah, I remember that. Now, you guys pulled up, and I was like, man, we had so much fun on the radio. We need to have you guys on at some point. Like, mm-hmm. That's really, really good stuff.
And I want to go back to you for a second with the couch incident. I would just like to say to all of you guys, none of you should be freeballing at any time.
Unless you
solid
have
point right
solid
now.
Point.
You need to double glove your butts. You need double underwear. a minimum.
That is totally handing a loaded gun to a guy that just likes to shoot all the time.
Now, what about you, Storm? Sure. Have you committed the deed that...
I have.
As an
and
adult?
I immediately texted, but it was late in the year, so...
We were in between bets, I think.
Yeah, yeah. It the bet had already been satisfied.
Oh, perfect. So you were in the safe window when you pooped your pants.
Yes. Oh, <my God. laughs> And I did do it multiple times, and I kept sending it to Johnny. Be like, dude, I don't know what's going on.
Do you feel like, by the way, if you're just now joining us, these are the Lakewood poop pants guys. Maybe this is a question for you, Dr. Navel Ring. Do you think now that, you know, you've obviously experienced the deed and you as well, Johnny, do you think the other guys in the crew that haven't pooped their pants and had to get something pierced are jealous of what you guys have been able to achieve?
Well, I think they should be scared, because whatever's coming next is going to be worse.
I think you guys need to make whoever the next person is actually do the KD Trail blade rollerblading.
I think that your listeners should probably come up with the next punishment.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. That's a good idea.
Great idea. All right.
Yes.
So, those are turning. You can send out, I don't know.
I mean, we like to tease ahead, but I'm worried that we don't get to pay this off until 2019.
Would
you guys be willing?
We'll be able to pay it off pretty quickly.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like maybe before this segment ends, we'll be able to pay this off.
Will Storm poop his pants in the next 2 minutes? 877-881-1053.
Can I ask a question real quick? So, do you guys think it's common that people crap their pants a lot? Do you guys think that? Because you guys... Skin, Ben and I at least haven't. And
once a year, no question. Without fail.
You think that's normal? Just other people who aren't
until
even in this
bed? Until I die, yeah, there's no question.
Shippy, have you crapped your... Oh, Shippy's gone. Reggie, have you crapped your pants?
Not at least since I'm 12.
Okay.
I was 12.
All right. I mean, as a kid, sometimes you do that sort of thing, but...
God. Well, even Kavanaugh. We brought it up to Jeff Kavanaugh.
I mean, skin marks count.
Yeah,
so.
A common occurrence.
Yeah.
Okay, and let's establish this. Dr. Navel Ring had a good point.
Shards count.
Yeah. So.
And skid marks.
Is it one of those things, too, where it's like, what if it is, you don't realize it ends up being an older skid mark? Is that something where you go, oh, wow, I didn't even know?
Well, that was what the confusion came from the rollerblader. He was claiming an old skid mark, but it was, it was a pretty big.
Here's the thing I don't understand. If you're
and
not,
fresh.
If
and fresh.
You're not. Don't shock us. If you're not going to pay off the rollerblading bet, then why even tell others that you, or did someone discover the skid
Snapchat.
Mark?
Snapchat.
Yeah, he self-incriminated him. It was on a Snapchat, and so we Snapchat each other when we poop. And which is normal. This is very normal behavior.
Absolutely. Yeah,
it is. That actually is.
Why wouldn't you? That is. Why wouldn't you do that?
But he didn't realize that he had exposed himself. And someone, I think it was Dr. Storm, actually, that came in and was like,
zoomed in and re-photoed. Yeah.
Sent it out in a group text and said, he lost.
Oh, man.
So he's denied it since... What, all year last year? And
we'll let you guys...
Some of the punishments are coming in.
Yeah. Really what do you got over there, KT?
I don't
KT?
Think these guys are real doctors.
We got a couple of them. One is a big baseball-sized poop emoji tattoo on your back.
Oh. So nothing permanent.
Wearing a diaper at one of our fan events, I think that would be good. Just to, you know,
they'll probably just do that
diaper.
Anyways. Yeah. Yeah.
I like the idea of one guy has to poop during sex.
Wow. Wait, why did you guys all point at Storm? Hold on a second.
No.
Why did you guys all point at Storm?
No.
Wait, really?
That has not happened.
They were in lockstep that it happened.
Wow.
Dr. Storm, don't lie to us.
I can make this happen.
No. Okay. That's more bragging than anything else.
God, there are so many people texting in that they've done it in the last 3 weeks.
God,
it's not
that
big a deal, I promise you. Yeah. I mean, I'm 35.
Skin, just let it happen. Let it happen.
All right, maybe I'm repressing my bowels or something.
So you guys want to reset for July 1st? It starts over?
Yes. Would
Is
you
that
guys-
cool?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, second
one
for 2018. It starts off July 1st. Clock
all right.
starts.
July 1st, 2018, second semester. The Lakewood Poop Pants guys are going to get back together. We'll let our listeners decide what the punishment is.
Nothing permanent.
Yeah. Nothing permanent. And then as soon as one of you guys inevitably poops your pants, we'll come back. We'll do another segment. Pay off the bet and celebrate what it is you guys do with your spare time.
It really does still seem permanent, though. I mean, the thought of it will never go away.
Yeah.
It is somewhat permanent.
Right. All I know, though, is when I see you guys, I think of love. I mean, you guys are really amazing men.
Yeah. This is the best listener response we've ever had for a segment. I'm being honest.
Because everyone wants to chime in with what you should do when you poop your pants.
So good, man.
Well, guys, go ahead.
I was just going to throw in one thing. Just if anybody out there is doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Do not go navel ring. It sounds like the easier option.
Uh-huh.
But the nipple rings, those look normal. I look like a stripper when I look in here.
I thought you got real serious. You're going to have like a help number or maybe a support group. Guys, if you're having this problem, we get together on Monday nights. You just got to admit it and dive in.
Well, we got to show up to the pool this summer, and he's going to look fine, and I look like me.
Yeah, you are going to show up with diamonds on your belly.
One last thing to just referencing your brilliant name, the Knights of the Brown Table.
Yes, that is great.
Yeah, I was just got a text. Make sure you mention that.
Well, we would like to salute you guys. We think you're doing excellent work. We think you're excellent bros out here being awesome dudes. Thank you for coming in studio, and we hope we can have you again very soon after July 1st because someone pooped their pants.
July 3rd.
July 3rd. All right. Well, early July, we'll have them back. It's the Knights of the Brown Table.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.